Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 26 today, verses 10 through 13. Jeremiah 26, verses 10 through 13. It says, when the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and to all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words that you have heard. Now, therefore, mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent from the disaster that is pronounced against you. Now, even in the face of death, Jeremiah didn't back down. You notice that? We saw yesterday, they all said, you're going to die. And then they gather all the leaders who have the authority to put him to death, and they sit in the judgment. They sit down, and they're having a court setting, if you will. And they say, this man deserves to die. He deserves the sentence of death. And Jeremiah says, look, I'm not going to soften on what I said. I'm not going to back down on what I said. Everything I said, God told me to say. But here's what I want you to see. This boldness can't be worked up in our own strength. This boldness only comes from God. What I'm going to do is I want to read to you chapter 4 of the book of Acts. I know we only got a little bit of time left, so I'm going to read kind of fast, but listen closely to the boldness that comes only from God. It says, and as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priest's family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, by what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, did you catch that? Filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Oh, keep in mind, this is the same Peter that wouldn't admit that he knew Jesus, but now after the filling of the Holy Spirit, he was bold. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. But seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. But when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred with one another and saying, what shall we do with these men? For it's a notable sign that has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And we can't deny it. But in order that it may spread no further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name. So they called them and charged them not to speak or to teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. Sounds like Jeremiah, doesn't it? And when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people. For all were praising God for what had happened. For the man in whom this sign of healing was performed was more than 40 years old. If you were to keep reading, they go on and they share the scripture. And they're reminded of the truth of God, and they pray for boldness. And then look at this, verse 20 to 27. For truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant. This is their prayer. Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal. Signs are performed. And through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak of the word of God with boldness. Folks, do you need boldness today? Do you need to be able to stand strong in the face of opposition to speak the truth? Don't do it in your own strength. Spend much time in prayer. Ask God, believe it, and then go do what he's asked you to do and watch how he fills you with his power. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.